From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday that they did seize the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants. And the American-led coalition fighting IS said that the city was on the verge of liberation. A spokesman for the SDF, which is made up of Kurdish and Arab militias, told reporters the fighting in Raqqa is over. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Ryan Dillon, said at a Pentagon briefing Tuesday that Raqqa was 90% under SDF control.
ISIS is losing its grip. After more than 4 months of operations, Raqqa is more than 90% cleared. We are aware of the reports that ISIS has been defeated in Raqqa. However, clearance operations continue, and we expect our Syrian Democratic Force partners to hit pockets of resistance as the final parts of the city is cleared.
Raqqa was Islamic State's de facto capital, a place where it planned attacks abroad, celebrated its victories in Iraq and Syria, and performed executions. Israel says it will not talk with the Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. The government of Israel will not carry out political negotiations with the Palestinian government that relies on Hamas, a terror organization which calls for the destruction of Israel. That's a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office Tuesday. That statement spelled several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas's disarmament and repudiation of violence and recognition of Israel. Netanyahu also wants the organization to give up Iranian support and return the remains of two Israeli soldiers and free two Israeli citizens believed to be holding them in captivity.